Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Aquarian Mind Podcast. Today's podcast episode number 132. I'm your host, Jamel Crothers. It's Book Insight Friday. We're continuing with the Private Investigator series, and we're up to the Private Investigator Part 4 in the process of me writing this book, right? So the Private Investigator 4 brings back some, you know, memories of Gary's time as a police officer. And, you know, the police force, well, you know, it's a cold blue mindset, and Gary and Joe have experienced it in their careers. And this case brings things to a head where they have to investigate a case where Jenny, a police officer, is sexually assaulted by someone in her police department. And this is an intense case, and it has some serious content. So if you're not ready for it, trust me, I would not read it. And there are stories that happen in police departments across the world. And these are also stories that, well, they don't necessarily make the news all the time. They're not, you know, in the headlines. And it's a serious issue, and, you know, there needs to be measures taken regarding the safety of women on the police force and in other fields. It's not necessarily just, you know, in police departments, but I wanted to, you know, continue the, you know, the storylines of what goes on, you know, in police departments across the country and also around the world. And I wrote this book with the intention to bring more awareness and discussion regarding this issue. And, you know, while it's amazing that women are striving and advancing in so many fields and careers, their safety needs to be imperative no matter what. And that's really the goal behind, you know, this book. And Gary and Joe, I wrote it to where they're fighting to get to the bottom of this, and it's not easy. And they know that, you know, being former police officers, that the cold blue mindset is how it works. And things get covered up, pushed away, swept under the rug, and no answers are provided. And I'm glad and thankful that I was able to write a story like this. And it was surely hard and challenging at times, but was definitely worth it in the end. And I say that because, you know, I do a lot of, you know, researching, you know, reading different articles on, you know, past cases and, you know, things that have gone on in the world. And, you know, a lot of times I'm, you know, watching a lot of different content, you know, on television. These days, you know, I try to watch television as a relaxing, you know, thing, but you know, when you're a writer and you write about social issues and you write about all the things that are going on in the world, a lot of things that you see on television has a little truth to it. And I know that these social issues cases, you know, they happen. And I don't want to turn a blind eye to it. So it's why I wrote this book. And Gary and Joe, you know, with, you know, me being able to incorporate the fact that they are former police officers that became private investigators on certain cases that are going on. And these are fictional stories, obviously, but, you know, to be able to craft a story where you are, you know, writing something that has gone on and is still going on, we need to be aware to this. And, you know, I always say that, you know, the content that I'm writing there has to be something or some book that will make you go, that is not cool. That bothers me. That is something that I'm concerned about. That is something that I'm passionate about. So that's partly why I write a lot of books, and partly why a lot of my books aren't longer than like 15,000 words or 20,000 words. Average book for me that I write is 80 to 90 pages, give or take. Some of them are shorter, but there's a purpose and reason behind it. I'm not trying to overwrite a book. I'm trying to get to the crux of what these social issues are, what's going on, tell the story, and then get you to think about it and get you to say, okay, wait a minute. Like, or even, oh, I didn't know that was going on. And I think the more that I've spent time writing, you know, these books, especially this private investigator series, the more I start to fully understand that there are way more things that are going on in so many different workplaces in this country and in the world, that there has to be conversations about this. This has to be exposed. Like, to be brutally honest, a lot of this content is on YouTube, to be brutally honest, you know, like misconduct of police officers, things of that nature. There's things that have been on, you know, on television, things like that. But there are so many people that really don't watch TV, right? They'd rather read a book, or they'd rather listen to an audiobook, whatever the case is. That's where I would come in, right? So writing this private investigator for, if a person doesn't watch television and, you know, is pretty much decided that they don't even want to see it visually, but if they are to read about it, they can go, okay, yeah, I can see that, or okay, that makes sense, or okay, I wonder why Jamel wrote this story and why he wrote it like this, or what went into these characters. So this is where this podcast comes in, and this is where I'm able to write the blogs and things of that nature. And there aren't many authors that are putting out content where they're sharing what's going on in their mind, the inside scoop of why they wrote the book that they did and what went into it and how did they craft the storyline and what went into the characters and how did the backstory happen and how did the plot develop and how long did it take for the author to write the book. And these are all the things that I enjoy sharing with you. So me sharing my thought process, it may help the next person that's writing a book or working on something. You know, my podcast can go in so many different directions, and it's why I have Mondays with Mello, Wednesday Motivation Inspiration, Book Insight Friday. There's different aspects to this podcast. So, hey, maybe there are people that are only focused on, well, I just want to know what's going on Jamel's mind on Mondays. Or, you know what, I just need motivation and inspiration on Wednesdays. Or, you know what, he's an author and I am a reader and maybe I want to know how he wrote this book and why. And, you know, women are under so much scrutiny as it is in the world, but now they also have to be concerned about their safety on a regular basis and to hope that there are good citizens in this world, especially us as men, that are doing our part in protecting them, providing them safety, providing them comfort, but also telling their stories also, you know? Because I never wanted to be the author where I would write, you know, about police corruption and how, you know, they take payments from the mafia and, you know, all that stuff. Yeah, of course, we know that happens. You know, that's, you can go turn on Hulu, find Betraying the Badge and watch, you know, 6 to 8 episodes of that. And yes, I have watched that. That's the only reason why I know. But no, we're not exposing. Yeah, we know, like, there are, you know, bad cops that are taking money on drug busts and things like that. Come on, that, you know, a lot of people know that stuff, right? But no one knows that there are women police officers that are expected to live the code of what the men have, you know, built and instilled in these police departments across America and across the world, right? And I'm not saying this is in all police departments, and I'm not saying it's in all prison systems where there are correction officers, but, you know, there's that percentage where it's there, right? And a woman's safety is not always guaranteed and it's not always there. And where do they turn when things hit the fan, to put it in a nicer terms, because I do not curse on my podcast. But that's what I want you guys to understand. That's what I want you guys to realize and think. And that's what went into writing the Private Investigator Part 4, right? So it's important to tell the stories that, well, the media is not going to tell you, or the media is going to give you a quick little story on it for what, maybe a week or two, then it fades off, then it happens again. No. this stuff has to like stop. It needs to end. There needs to be discussion about this, and we need to take the measures necessary to provide safety and comfort for all women in all workplaces. It's not just police departments. It's just, it's a private investigative series, so I wanted to kind of keep it in that realm. That's the purpose and reason behind all of it. Now, will I write other things in the future about it? Possibly. I'm not going to say that I won't. But just know, purpose and reason behind everything I do, purpose and reason behind every story that I am writing and creating. And there's a lot that goes into writing these books, because I have to make sure that these stories sound right. There is something that I'm passionate about. It's something that I'm willing to do the research on. It's something that I know it's going to fit into the mold of a standalone book, a book series, whatever it is. Right? And yes, there are certain things that are going on in the world that I'm like, nope, not going to touch it. And it's for good reason. So that is what went on in my mind in regards to writing this book. And I'm really thankful, by the grace of God, that I was able to create this story and be able to write it. So that is my podcast for today. I thank you guys for listening. As always, have a good weekend, everyone. Be good and go accomplish your goals.